testimony hub. Be inspired.
It's good. And you want to tell him how good he is without caring what your neighbor thinks. Throw your head back. Give him a shout. Now lie them, they lie. Oh. This God is too sweet. If you want to let him know how great and powerful he is, his mercies never come to an end, and you're not afraid and you're not ashamed of letting him know how good he is, throw your head back. Give him his career. Open your Bibles very quickly to the book of Matthew, chapter 25. Okay, while you're opening the scriptures, Matthew chapter 22, rather, while you're opening the scriptures, I want you to congratulate yourself for seven things. Yourself, you, all by yourself. Just keep doing it like you're a fool. Keep doing it like it doesn't make sense. I didn't say whisper to yourself. I said congratulate yourself. Nobody congratulates you with a small voice. So I want you to just congratulate yourself. Congratulate yourself. When you are done, start all over again until I ask you to stop. When you finish congratulating yourself on those seven things, start all over again. Make it prophetic. Add the date and time. Add the date and time. Add the date and time. It might look foolish, for he uses the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. Whatever you are saying is receiving life. Whatever you're declaring is receiving life. While the song is going on, congratulate yourself again. Keep mentioning it again. Keep mentioning it again. Keep mentioning it again. Okay, Mayor. Anybody that hears it will know you serve a living God. Lift up your two hands. I pray for you. According as you have declared with your own mouth, by the energy of the Spirit and the power that raised Jesus from the dead, in this atmosphere and the oil of congratulations, carry it as your evidence. The louder your amen, the louder your miracle. I say, carry it as your evidence. Carry it as your evidence. Carry it as your evidence. I declare again, your congratulations, it will come earlier than you expected. 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 Now hear me clearly. Let me talk to just 200 people under the sound of my voice. What stopped it the last time will not stop it this time. What eclipsed it the last time will not eclipse it this time. What exchanged the last time will not exchange it this time. Let the believer turn the seven loud, amen. Matthew chapter 22. And we'll start reading from verse 1. Amen. Amen. All right, we'll read the book of Matthew chapter 22, all the way from verse 1. Can we read together? We'll read until we have gotten to verse 14. Can we read together? One to go. And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king, which made a marriage for his son, and set forth his servants to call them that were bidding to the wedding, and they will not come. Again he sent forth all the servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. And they made light of it, and went their ways, one to his farm, and another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants, and entreated them spitefully, and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and set forth his armies, and destroyed those murderers, and burned up their city. Then said he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidding were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. So the servants went into the highways, and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he said unto him, friend, how camest thou in hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to his servant, bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen. Our Father, O God, we ask, O God, that you make your word and your will known unto us. Let a lover of the Lord say a loud amen. On the way to your seat, let your amen thunder louder. Amen. People of God, I'm going to bring you a simple word, not complicated in any way, but a word you're going to receive with faith in this season. I want you to realize that the Lord has given a mandate over your life, that this is your season of congratulations. Let hand join in hand. Let strength form alliances. Let ordinances be written on covens. Thus saith the Lord, your congratulations in this season will never be denied. It will never be denied. It will never be denied. If you believe it, thunder it louder. Amen. The Bible tells us one of those stories that if I leave you with your understanding, we might analytically look at it and find pit holes or pitfalls or whatever we can inside of it, because it looks too good to be true. The Bible says a certain king prepared a table, a wedding, or marriage, as it were, for the son. And the Bible was very clear. The Bible said the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage. Please show me this KJV in show me verse 1 in another translation. And Jesus answered and spake unto them. Oh, Jesus responded by telling them still more stories. Yes. Another. God's kingdom, he said, is like a king who threw a wedding banquet for his son. Yes, another translation. Translation. He illustrated the reality of heaven's kingdom realm by saying there was once a king who arranged an extravagant wedding feast for his son. Please, another translation of the kingdom of heaven can be illustrated by the story of a king who prepared a great wedding feast for his son. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. Another one. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son. The question is, please, can I ask a very simple question? What is his son's contribution? Look at the rhema inside it, you'll find it. What is his son's contribution? All his son needed to do was to show up. He had already prepared a six-course dinner. Thou preparest a table before me. I did not help in the preparation. All you asked me to do is to come with my mouth. But as for the dinner table, you've got nothing to come with. And he says, the kingdom, it is in the nature of the kingdom of heaven to throw banquets without your cover. The kingdom of heaven is like, it is in the policy, structure, arrangement, operations of the kingdom of heaven to throw banquets without your cover. People of God, you see, if you add your effort to it, you will soon credit it. If not that I did this, this wouldn't have come. If not that this one happened, if not for the doctor, this, can I pray for just 500 of you under the sound of my voice whose faith were jammed with my faith? Enter into a season of answers without your labor. 500 of you, before you show up, before Arabalaka, the Spirit of God said, I should declare it this way. In your next season, I don't know what is your next season, whether it is tomorrow or whether it is tonight, by your next season, your labor will not be needed. 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 Let your amen turn the louder. Let your amen rise higher. Let your amen rise higher. Let your amen rise higher. Let your amen thunder louder. And it says he just organized it. No effort of yours, he was organized. Anybody who has gotten married here or who is planning to get married, know that there are too many things to consider. The cost of the hall, the king took it. The cost of the food, the king took it. The cost of Ashwebi, the king took it. The cost of peace, borrow me that. Huh? Cake. Wedding cake. Wedding gown. Decorations. Or the DJ. Party favors. MC. DJ. Makeup artist. Can I pray for someone here? You see that your bill. 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 Heaven is writing them up for you. Heaven is writing them up for you. I came to prophesy in third service. That bill you're writing, Lord, how will I solve this? How will I take care of this? How will I fix this one? I come in the office of a prophet and I declare in 10 days, heaven is writing of that bill. Heaven is writing of that bill. Heaven is writing of that bill. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Let your amen thunder 7 times. Rakataya. Shabatode. Hikalabaya. Ezekataya. Hebalakata. Heshodeya. You know why we're just doing this? The Holy Spirit said to me, I should release the mantle for marriage celebrations.
While the witness was on, the Spirit of God said to me, release the mantle for marriage celebrations. As your amen will thunder, I speak to the doors of your houses. I speak to the gates of your houses. As your amen will thunder, let them be open for weddings right now. Let them be open for weddings right now. Your daughters are getting married. Your sisters are getting married. Your cousins are getting married. Your nieces are getting married. The doors are open. 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 Coverings of darkness are torn by fire. They are torn by fire. They are torn by fire. They are torn by fire. Let your amen thunder louder. Le kotokotibasa isa kotoneke helebrekosa. I don't know who I'm talking to. Sheketele baraha. But please pay attention to this. By exactly 10:22 p.m. on Wednesday, repadakasa, your family shall be exempted from debt. You will not hear an evil call of debt. I command that evil arrow of death, fly over your family, fly over your family, fly over, fly over, fly over, fly over, fly over, fly over. Let your amen thunder. Let your amen thunder. Chapters of negative repetition. I don't know who I came to set free today, but the word of the Lord, chapters of negative repetition. I see it open. As your amen will thunder, I announce it will not happen again. 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 Let your amen confuse the devil. Permit me to prophesy as I've been commanded. Evil emergency, evil emergency, evil emergency, evil emergency. I don't know who the Lord is saving. I don't know who the Lord is removing a burden from. Rakata, I announce evil emergency will not arise. It will not arise. It will not arise. It will not arise. They will not bring back the corpse of your child. So, I want to say it a second time. They will not bring back the corpse of your child. They will not bring back the corpse of your child. They will not bring back the corpse of your child. They will not bring back the corpse of your child. Let your amen thunder louder. Let your amen thunder louder. Let your amen thunder louder. Karabada, wherever you are, stand on your feet. You're going to scream it like you know that change is about to occur. Somebody scream, say, I am done with this level. You are not understanding that there is a shift. Somebody told me, I am done. 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 Say, any power tying me down, tying me down to this level. Fire, 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 fire. Open your mouth. Shake it, shake it. Rain fire, rain fire. Lekote, shake it, baby. Rakata, lekote, shake it, rakata. Hey, shake it, lek it, baby. So, but no, lekote, baby. Hey, 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 hey. Yep, it, it. Opa, saka, lek it, lek it. Lay, ya, lay, ya. Somebody turn the fire, 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 fire. fire.
Madabaleka, take your seat. Alaboshiara, he already said to me, in your third service, I'm not coming to show you anything. I'm coming to bring prophetic word. Listen, let me announce to some of you. Listen, you committed yourself. You have committed yourself that you are done with this level. You don't need to have faith. Some of you, listen, his word is enough. God, about what he spoke to me in the secret place is enough. Let God be true and every man a liar. Listen, before I pray, Shoda, in Benin, the young lady walked up to me and she said, Pastor, I need to call my mom. I need to call my. I said, please, I don't usually. By the time I was saying, she had already put the call across to her mom. And the woman picked the call and kept screaming. She kept screaming, Pastor, I can't believe I'm talking to Pastor Jerry. Am I talking to Pastor Jerry? And he said, my brothers don't believe in God. They don't believe in God at all. They don't believe. They think everything is scam. On top of it, online pastor. On top of it, young pastor. On top of it, his hair is divided. But you said, pick a date. My brother, look at it. I said, there's nothing wrong in picking a date. Someone who has cancer. Cancer has metastasized. That means cancer has spread. The next appointment is to know, sir, how far has the cancer spread to? Where has it spread to? Only for a man I don't know from anywhere. He was taking a date in mockery. He was taking a date, not believing the date he was taking. You are here. Listen, there's something called coming to God with your strong reasons. If a random person that did not have faith, I'm not looking for your faith this morning. I am not looking for how strong your belief is. But if there is a God that shows mercy, if there is a God who is gracious, I announce over your life as your amen will thunder. You see your current level. You see where you are. I release a prophetic mandate. I push you to your next season. I push you to your next season. Enter right now. Enter right now. Enter. 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 Let your amen thunder seven times. Hey. You may return back to your seat. Randa balabakasha. Nobody needs to understand you. Lekara. Anytime you remember the prayer I made, Arabadosi, whether in your house or in your sleep, make sure you scream an amen. Even if you are still in church or you are walking out of church, Parikara, let your amen continue. Kodabasa, leba is an amen that says, I'm done with this level. Kerebada kotokosa. I didn't come here to watch others. I came to fulfill destiny. I didn't come to watch destiny. Lebarakasa. Can I hear you scream an amen? Hear me, people of God. Within the next few minutes, I've not even entered my message, and I'm not sure I will enter. The king looked when it was time. Celebration has been laid out. And then, wicked stoppers of celebration. We will not come. We will not come. We will not come. They wanted to spoil it. They wanted it to. Somebody help me, shall say they will not spoil it. A man had done everything, sent you invitation. On that day, let's do reminder. They wanted to spoil it. Anything that is locking around, trying to spoil your congratulation in this season, we gather the spoiling they want to do. We return it back to them. Listen, maybe one day I will teach you requirements to be in a prophetic service. There are requirements to be in a prophetic service. If ever you hear, whether here or anywhere else, and somebody says to you, this is a prophetic service, you are not in a prophetic service acting like you're in a teaching session.
So in a prophetic service, your mouth must be moving. Every part of you must. It is carbonated. Under prophetic services, energize things to accelerate. Did you hear what I just said right now? They energize. So you're not in a prophetic service and be nodding your head. God is not doing anything with nodding your head. The Bible said the word is near thee. It is in thy mouth. The word of faith which we preach. The Bible did not say arakoteka andalebo sheketa. Imagine in your mind. He says, say to the righteous. Say it to the righteous. So you can say it to yourself. Say it to the righteous. He shall be well with you. If nobody says it, say it to yourself. Say it to the righteous. He will not be on this level. Say it to the righteous. The evidence shall come before Monday. Say it to the righteous. There shall be a sound of congratulation. Say to the righteous, God is visiting what didn't work in the past. God is making them work in the present. I wish your amen can intimidate the devil. In the next few minutes we have, he sent him. He said, Oga, go. He sent his servants and said, go and gather everybody. Specifically, good and bad. He said, I know I have a congratulation, my son must birth in this season, but I'm going to use both the good and the bad. Pastor, if only things worked like this. He says, no, I will use both the good and the bad. Pastor, along the line, something just went off. If only everything, I'm being prophetic here. Pastor, if only everything were good. He says, shut up. In the soup I'm cooking for you, I don't only need the good. I need the good, I need the bad, I need the ugly. But one thing you can be sure is that Madu Kilibasaha Henendo Kosoha Kita, if it is only good, the devil can predict you. But I'm allowing the bad to happen so that he can rejoice temporarily. He can go around and say, look at him. Has he not been delayed? Has he not been delayed? Does he think things will always be this way? Madabala, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and to them that are the called according to his purpose. Somebody do like this. Say all things. Say all things. Say all things. Say all things. If you believe it, shout yes. How do you tell a story of a woman that has been bleeding? She has been bleeding month after month. Month after month. Then one month she bled twice. And she said, let me go and check why I am bleeding twice. She goes to the hospital and they do a scan and say, you are 5 months pregnant. You saw the picture, you saw the scan, you saw everything. And she's, and I'm asking myself, excuse me, Pastor Jerry, this testimony does not make sense. You bled because you were pregnant, because you wouldn't have known. 5 months gone. You are not seeing your period. You are seeing your period. You are seeing everything. You are not feeling pregnant. And they are showing you scan and say, see baby. See baby. See baby. See baby. The insult is part of the ingredient. Who did I speak to right now? Lebe de Kosoka. You see that thing that is missing? It is part of the ingredient. Oh, can I even shock you? Your failure is part of the ingredient. The heartbreak is part of the ingredient. As your amen will turn down, let them come together for your advancement. They are coming together for your advancement. They are coming together for your advancement. They are coming together. They are coming together for your advancement. Let your amen turn louder.
say, bring the good and the bad. But he says, you know, the new set of people you're going to find, they are on the highway. There are people who are moving on the highway. Please let me borrow three of you. Any three of you. And I'm done because they're telling me I'm done in a heartbeat. Three of you. Any of three of you. Yes, come. Look at the three of them on the highway. He said, on the highway. Please come here. Come this way. I'm going to be the servant today. I'm the servant. No, face this way. Face this way. Then the highway. In the highway, I'm the servant. Since then, I'm the servant. Let me see. The one who is getting married. Pastor, let me use you. You're the one that is getting married. Come. Shadabala. Huh? Man or woman, we understand. She's the one getting married. Huh? No. Let me use someone who wants to get married. So, look at it. Now, these people are going somewhere. Do you understand? The Bible actually said they're on the highway, so they were moving. Right? And this is the way God works. Yes. Just be moving. So, I'm the servant. You start small, so that you will not leave here before I get to where you are. And then, he sends the servants, and they come to meet him. I say, sir, I don't know you, but my boss has organized a wedding ceremony for his son. And as it is now, you cannot go where you want to go to. I know you did not have it in your program. I'm going to divert you. So, even though you may have passed him, you are returning back to where he is. And he meets this one. I say, sir, even though he may have missed the time because we're looking for the people originally invited and all that, I'm afraid sir, I know you have itinerary and you have program, you will be diverted. People of God, is it only the devil that diverts miracle? Is it only the devil that diverts miracle? The woman with the issue of blood, she was also a diverter. And here was Jesus going to the house of Jairus. The woman with the issue of blood said, Excuse me, sir. My faith cannot wait. You have to be diverted to attend to me. And that was how this one was also diverted. Not meant for you, but heaven will divert it. They say it's not your time. They say it's not your season. Eyes may not have seen, ears may not have heard. But can I pray for someone who is ready to receive? You might not be old enough for it. You might not be mature for it. You might not have stayed as many years as they say people should stay. As your amen will thunder, Heaven is diverting it in your favor. Somebody shout diverted in my favor. It's not only demons that divert things. Rabba Lekosha, anything about to go to an ungodly man, anything that is about to go to an ungodly man that will prosper the kingdom of darkness, as your amen will thunder, I divert them in your favor. Let your amen rush. You shall be diverted in your favor. Let me say something that dropped in my spirit. The day they will be looked for that favor, as your amen will thunder, they will not be present. And then it will be diverted to you. I just bought someone's miracle. It's going to happen in 2 days. The original person meant to take it. Original person whose name is on the list. Original person. On the day they will try to call them, their phones will be off. It will be diverted in your favor. It will be diverted in your favor. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Let your amen thunder. I feel like making the prayer this way. Like Vashti. Like Vashti. Like Vashti. Like Vashti. They will make a mistake that will make you relevant. Like Vashti, they will create a vacuum. They are creating a vacuum. That will lead to your manifestation. Receive it right now. 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 Release yourself aloud, amen. The Spirit of God said, you are done, my son. I have done what he asked me to do. The Spirit of God says, I'm done. I didn't come for a lot of people. I came to for just a few servants of the Lord. I didn't touch my word at all. Because it's a prophetic service. There are seasons where all men just need is the energy of the Spirit. Lord, I have prayed. And I'm coming to service to connect. So that I can be transported. So that I can be moved. Lord, I have fasted. Lord, I have had faith. A young man, I'm sorry, this might be a premature testimony, but let me give this premature testimony because it has not manifested fully yet. Shabode, a young man who works in the headquarters. Well, let me be very specific, headquarters of UBA, and he's a gate man, but he's a graduate, you know, but that's the only job available. And he sent me a DM and he says to me, Pastor Jerry, do you know that on the day we prayed for, what did we pray about on Wednesday on NSPVD? What did we pray about on Wednesday? No, it is settled, it's Friday. No bitter tears. Yes, on the day we prayed, no bitter tears. And he said, my boss was driving. One of the bosses was entering the compound. And then he wound down a little to ask him to do something. As soon as he wound down to ask him to do something, he saw NSPPD playing, you know, in the boss's car. And then he now just uttered out of excitement, sir, what God cannot do does not exist. The man called him and asked him, do you watch NSPPD? He said, yes, I watch NSPPD. I'm even a graduate, but I'm a gate man. The man asked him, he said, do you have your CV with you? He says, I have a PDF file. I can send it to you on WhatsApp. And the man said, while I am here, take my number. Send it to me now. And he sent it to the man. And he said, Pastor, there are different levels and stages of interview. That all the man is telling them, I want him. I want him. So all he was just moved was to the last stage to just have a chat with the people. Because the man is saying, I want him. And you are still standing there saying it will take time, it will move from here. God has not opened your file. God, when God opens your file, let me pray for you from the history of a God who never fails, from the history of a God who is too faithful to deny himself. You see, this week that we are entering into, La Barakodesea, as your amen will thunder, iron as protocols are broken. Protocols are broken. They are broken. They are broken. They are broken. Let me pray this way. Lift your two hands. Any man you need to see, any man that needs to see you, hear me as I hear the Lord. You see, from now to the next 12 days, Rakada, your parts and their parts will connect. They will connect. They will connect. They will connect. Anybody that should not see you, Le Barakadara, I decree, may their eyes be blind to you. Blockers of destiny, may their eyes be blind to you. Exchangers of your miracle, may their eyes be blind to you. Let your amen thunder louder.